business.
Cybersecurity. WizKid. Google is splashing $23 billion on a cybersecurity firm.
In late 2022, Wiz, a cybersecurity startup, boasted that it was the fastest-growing software company ever. A stretch, maybe, but not a big one. At that point, 18 months after it was founded, annualized sales hit $100 million. By 2023, they were $350 million. In May, Wiz raised $1 billion at a $12 billion valuation. On July 14th, it emerged that Alphabet, Google's parent company, was in talks to acquire Wiz for $23 billion. It would be the biggest purchase of a cybersecurity firm in history, and Alphabet's biggest takeover ever. Wiz is the brainchild of four former Israeli soldiers. In 2015, they sold their three-year-old first startup, Adolem, to Microsoft. The quartet then worked for Microsoft Azure, the software giant's cloud service, before launching Wiz in 2020. Its technology helps clients identify security risks in the cloud, such as which employees are using which apps or who has a weak password. By stitching together lots of data, Wiz allows customers to spot vulnerabilities that hackers could exploit. The firm sits at the intersection of two trends reshaping the cybersecurity business. The first is computing's inexorable move to the cloud. This year, businesses will spend around $300 billion worldwide on cloud services. This creates new vulnerabilities and new opportunities for startups like Wiz. In 2023, global sales of cloud security products grew by 32%, compared with 13% for computer security overall, according to Gartner, a research firm. And whereas many cybersecurity incumbents, such as Palo Alto Networks and Fortinet, mostly sell firewalls and other safeguards for older IT systems, Wiz has, from the start, specialized in protecting the cloud. The second change is in how companies buy security software. They used to purchase lots of individual tools, layered one on top of another. As a result, big businesses often have between 50 and 70 separate security applications, notes Charlie Winkless of Gartner. Duplication is rife, costs high, and IT managers unable to tell which tools work and which do not. In February, Nikesh Arora, boss of Palo Alto Networks, admitted that customers are facing spending fatigue. Nowadays, IT departments favor one-stop shops. These are easier to manage and the tools talk to each other. Cybersecurity providers are thus busily adding services, often via acquisitions. JP Morgan Chase, a bank, notes that over 50 security firms have been acquired this year, more than in all of 2022 or 2023. Wiz itself has bought two in the past year and raised capital in May, partly to buy more. Being swallowed by Alphabet gives Wiz a giant platform atop the world's third biggest cloud. For Alphabet, swallowing Wiz bolsters its own cybersecurity business. This is thought to be modest, especially compared with that of Microsoft, which last year said its cyber offering surpassed $20 billion in annual revenue, a tenth of its total sales. To catch up, in 2022, Alphabet bought Simplify, another Israeli startup, for $500 million, and Mandiant, an American one, for $5 billion. Wiz would enable Google's clients to assess threats in other clouds they use, a capability that Microsoft has offered since 2022. It is an important one, given that four-fifths of cloud users have data spread across several clouds. In recent years, trustbusters have looked askance at big tech's attempts to buy companies, even outside their core business. Alphabet will be hoping that they will conclude that by taking the fight to Microsoft, the Wiz deal will make the cybersecurity business more competitive, not less.